Yes, Father, as we are here gathered together in your name, God, we want to exalt you, God. We want to exalt thee for the love that you have bestowed upon us, that you gave everything for us, that we may have life, that we may come to you without fear, being cleansed of our sin and our shame and our guilt, being clothed with righteousness, that we can enter into your gates, into your court, knowing we have a Father that longs to embrace us. Father, thank you that this morning we can come to you without fear, in assurance of your love and grace, that we may stand in your presence, knowing that you love us. For each and every one that has embraced the gift that you have given has the right to stand into your presence. Because through your Son we have been forgiven. Because through your Son we have life. Because through your Son we have an acceptance, we have identity, we have belonging, we have purpose, we have hope, we have eternal life. Thank you, Father, that you've given your Son so that we may have life. And Lord, thank you that we can embrace this gift through a simple act of faith, humbling ourselves to receive what you have for us, and in that, receive the fullness of everything. We thank you for that. In Jesus' name. Amen. It is truly awesome to be part of this day and to be mindful of so many Christians all over the world celebrating with us. And I want us just to, for a moment, just reflect on what this day is really all about. In Matthew chapter 1, we read the account of the birth of Jesus. Now, the birth of Jesus was as follows. After his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with the child of the Holy Spirit. She was pregnant. And then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, not wanting to make her a public example, was minded to put her away secretly. He wanted to end the engagement secretly, not to expose the fact that she had been pregnant with somebody else's child. For Joseph at this time was not mindful of the fact that it was God who birthed Christ within her. But while the thought about these things were going through his mind, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take you Mary your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save the people from their sins." So all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, "Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel," which is translated, "God with us." You know, we're here today to celebrate the greatest gift ever given to mankind, the Savior of the world, Jesus Christ. God in his mercy and grace, motivated by love, gave us the greatest gift ever, his Son, that became the propitiation of our sins. God's only Son was given to save us from our sin and guilt. But this gift is far more than that. This gift is far more than that. This is Emmanuel, God with us. God did not just send his Son to save us, to set us free, but to give us something even greater than what we had before. It was restoring us to that what was lost. And that is a relationship with the living God, with him in us and we in him. Emmanuel, God with us. This is the greatest gift ever given. Now, who of you like to receive gifts? Okay, let me ask the children because they're normally more honest. Who of the children love to receive gifts? Who like to receive gifts? Okay, well, this one child. That's honest enough. We all love to receive gifts. Who of you would love to receive one today? No, the children. Who of the children would like to receive a gift today? You would like to receive this gift? It's a bit shy. We all love to receive gifts. There's something special about receiving something, as Pastor Murray also shared, you know, also the attitude in which it was given. This gift was not given out of compulsion, God's gift to us. It was not driven by compulsion. It's not that God needed something from us and therefore He's trying to bribe us. He didn't give it out of need. He didn't give it out of compulsion. And we understand that sometimes, you know, we have guests over Christmas that's kind of not that close to us. And, you know, they're with us, so you kind of have to give them a gift out of courtesy. I'm sure you've experienced that before. You don't need to raise your hand. It's okay. But this gift was not given out of compulsion. This gift was not given out of fear. It was not given out of need. It was not given with any hidden agenda except love. This gift was given motivated by love. And we give the best gifts when we give from this place, don't we? When we give gifts motivated from love, we take care in the selection. And it's not just the gift that makes it so special. It is our heart that accompanies this gift that makes it so special. And those who receive the gift, when it is given in love, it makes this gift even more precious. Therefore, the smallest, most humble gift can become the most precious possession in people's lives when it's given with love. And God's motivation to give us His Son was just this. It was love. And John 3:16, we read this, we know this, but it summarizes it so beautifully. For God so loved the world. His motivation that He gave His only begotten, He gave His only begotten Son. So that whosoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God's motivation is to give life so that we not perish. For He did not send His Son to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. Christ came to the earth. God came to the earth as a Savior. Not as a judge, but as a Savior. When He returns, He will be a judge. But when He came the first time and in this dispensation that we find ourselves, He came as a Savior. He came as a Savior to seek and save the lost. That is the heart of God, motivated by love. He could have come with majesty and power, but instead He came in gentleness and humility. I mean, imagine this, God becoming man, becoming flesh, born not into royalty, not in a palace, but born of peasants in a manger. It says a lot about God. It says so much about Him. He was willing to humble Himself in meekness, in gentleness, as He approaches us, wooing us to Himself in a manner that is not awe-inspiring, but humble. He was welcomed by foreigners and shepherds into this world. That's the God we serve. He could have come with lightning in His hands to condemn the sinners, but instead He laid His glory and thunder aside and took a form of a servant to seek and save the lost. He became one of us. I mean, God became one of us to live like us, to feel like us, to see like us, so that we could approach Him. He became approachable. He used to be far and distant, holy, unapproachable. Yet He humbled Himself in the form of a servant in a manger so that we can come to Him without fear. He became the friend of the sinners. He because his heart was to seek and save the lost. He did not come to expose our sin and to condemn us, but he came to remove our sin and to forgive us, to set us free. Not to punish our guilt, but to forgive it. So if you are lost and drowning in this world, rejoice. For God's gift to you is Christ, who came to seek and save you. That is the gift of God to you. If you find yourself in this world and you are imprisoned by your sin and your fears, rejoice, for the gift of God, Christ, he has come to set the prisoners free. It doesn't matter what you are trapped in. It doesn't matter the sin or the fear that you face. Christ is God's gift to you to set you free. If you have lost hope in your circumstances and you no longer see through the future and you've become blinded to life around you and the darkness that overwhelms you, rejoice. For God's gift to you is Christ. He has come to be the light of the world and to give sight to the blind. If you have a sentence of death over you, rejoice. For God's gift to you is Christ. He is the source of eternal life. If you've lost your way, rejoice. Christ is your shepherd that will lead you home. If you are seeking more in this life, then rejoice, because God is the source of eternal life. He is abundant life. He is life that cannot be contained. God's gift to you, for those who are searching for more in this life. There must be more to this life. There must be meaning. There must be purpose. There must be joy. There must be peace. There must be love. God's gift to you is Christ, his Son, because he's come to give you life and life more abundantly that cannot be contained. That is God's gift. If you're seeking purpose, acceptance, belonging, rest, peace, joy, love, rejoice, because God's gift to you is Christ, because in him everything is found. The fullness, the meaning, the purpose, the joy, the fulfillment of life is found in Christ, Emmanuel. But even more than that, he is Emmanuel. He is God with us. The greatest gift is not just our salvation. Our salvation is a means to something. That something is a relationship with God. It is God with you. Because God is the fullness of everything good. Everything good is embodied in Christ. And it is the gift to you. I am with you always, he promised. In his presence, there is assurance of grace, there is experience of love, and there is fullness of life. It's only found in his presence that grace and fulfillment and love and acceptance and purpose and peace and joy is truly experienced. And that is the gift God has come to give each and one of us. And it is in his presence that there is fullness of joy. It is in his presence that there is peace. It is in his presence that there is love. It is in his presence that is joy. God gave himself to us because in him is the fullness of life. That is the greatest gift that God has given us. It's not the baby in the manger. It's not the Savior on the cross. It is Christ himself that opened the way for us so that we can know him, that we can have a relationship with him, that we can experience Emmanuel, God with us. That is the greatest gift that he has given us. So we are here today to celebrate the greatest gift ever given to man, which is God himself. Christ opened the way for us to come to God and to know him, to experience him, to have him close by us. So back to the kids. Who wants this gift? There is a volunteer. Okay, come up. What is your name?
Daniel.
Daniel was here first. Okay, Daniel, you're a brave man. You can thank your dad later. This gift is for you, Daniel. You don't need to worry. It's paid for in full, or Dad. It's paid for in full. It arrived on time. It is here. You don't need to worry about that either. There's only one thing you need to do to get this gift. What is that? You need to receive it. You can take it. And what do you say? Thank you. Thank you. Now you can sit for a moment. I'm going to use you again. Is that okay, Daniel? You see, the greatest thing about the gift of God, you can sit with your daddy. You can take it. It's yours. The greatest thing about this gift, it is given to each and every one of us. But to receive it, you need to take it. God said that I love the world that I gave my son. Everyone in it. This gift is paid for in full. It arrived on time and it is available to whosoever would want to receive it. It is there. It is here. But you need to take it. You need to receive it. You need to embrace it. There's something powerful about this gift. The way we receive it is simply by thanking God. We come to God, we receive something from it, and like little Daniel said, thank you, he now has the gift. But there's something missing, isn't there? What is that? He needs to open it. Come, Daniel. You need to come. Everybody wants to see. No, Daniel, yeah, you must come open it, yeah. You see, this gift is present, is precious. You can start opening it. It gives me great joy to give it. But there is a greater joy in giving presents, isn't it? There is a greater joy. It is to see the gift being opened. You see, by receiving this gift and placing it in your room, all wrapped up, doesn't really bring fulfillment, neither to the one who gives nor to the one who receives. I know the wrapping paper is nice. You don't need to keep the wrapping paper. Your mom trained you well, but you can rip it, boy. Because the gift is not the wrapping. The gift is not the baby in the manger. It is not the Savior on the cross. It is not the wrapping. It is the purpose, which is Christ Himself. What is it? Wow. Do you like it? Do you have one? Now you have one. Now, look at his face. Look at mine. Because it was not the wrapping. It was the inside. And it was more specifically him opening it up. Thank you so much, Daniel. Let's give him a hand. There's even batteries, Dad, so you don't need to spend a fortune to make it work. You know what? That's God's heart towards humanity. You know how many people have the gift? All wrapped up in a cupboard, gathering dust, never opening it up, never making use of its purpose to bring life. So many people, they have Christ, but they don't have the joy that it promises. They've got the gift, but they've never opened it. He is a baby in a manger. He is a corpse on a cross. But they've never unwrapped the gift. They only have the wrapping. We are here not to celebrate the baby in a manger. It was the wrapping in humility and gentleness. We're not here to celebrate a corpse on a cross. It was humility, meekness. But the purpose is God with us. The purpose is to open the gift. And the way we open this gift is simply to open our hearts to God and to say, thank you, Father. I want to receive you in my life. I want to receive you not as a baby, not as a corpse. I want to receive you as Emmanuel. I want to receive you as a Savior. I want to receive you as a living God. I want to unwrap the external and experience the eternal. That is who Christ is. That is what He's come to do. And as we are here today to celebrate Christmas, the greatest gift ever given, the best way to celebrate this day is to unwrap the gift that was given on this day. It was not given once off 2,000 years ago. It was given for us every single day. Every single day, you can come to God and say, "Thank you. I open my life to you. I want you to come in." Revelations put it so beautifully. Jesus says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. And if anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and dine with him, and he with me." Christmas is not about Jesus outside of our door. It's not about the tree and the lights and the stuff we put outside. It's not about the wrappings. It's about a relationship with the greatest gift ever that will change your life forever, that will give everything that God promised through Him. And you will never, ever be the same again. Because this gift doesn't run on batteries. It never runs dry. It never runs dead. It is new every day. It is fresh. It is alive. It is full of life. It gives sight. It gives life. It gives purpose. It gives meaning. It gives acceptance. It gives belonging. It gives love. It gives confidence and peace and joy that cannot be expressed, that cannot be taken away, because in Christ there is fullness. So this morning, as we celebrate Christmas, let us celebrate it the best way. By not just receiving the gift, but by opening it. In opening it, we will receive the purpose of it. And the one who gives it will have absolute joy, because that was the very purpose for giving it. So I want to encourage you this morning, as you go to your homes and to your family and to your friends, open your gifts. Live your gifts. Open your heart and thank God for this gift. Open it wide and receive Him into your life. And then use this life that He has given you. Follow Jesus. Follow Him. Follow Him wherever He goes, because He's the shepherd that will lead you to where there's life, to where there's abundance, where your cup will run over, where you are vindicated amongst your enemies, and where you have eternal life forever. So I want to encourage you this morning as we close in prayer. Let's celebrate Christmas the best way, by opening the gift and living it to His glory, for His glory, forever. Amen. Let us pray. Father, I want to thank You that You have given us the greatest gift ever, Yourself. Because in You, there is fullness of life. In You, there is fulfillment, meaning, purpose, peace, joy, love. Everything this world is running after is finally found in You. God, thank You that You gave this gift free, motivated by love, no compulsion, no need, except to bestow on us more life. God, thank You that this gift is free for whosoever. Whosoever believes, whosoever receives, whosoever would come to You to open their hearts, to respond to this knock that You have for life, as You plead with us, come to God. For I am life, I am joy, I am fulfillment, I am peace, I am love. God, this morning as we're here together, I want to give an opportunity for us to celebrate Christmas the way You intended it to be. Not the wrappings, but the gift inside. God with us. God, I want to pray for the people here today as all the eyes are closed. If You are here this morning, And you've only known the wrappings, but never the gift. I want to give you an opportunity this morning as Jesus is standing at the door knocking in this day. When any and everyone is speaking about Him, He is knocking at your door and He wants to come in. He wants to be in your life. If that is you and you want to respond to Him, maybe you are the one that are blinded by your circumstances. Hope has faded away. Maybe you are captive in your sin and your past. Maybe you've lost your way. Maybe you're here and you're dry and you're thirsty. Maybe you have drifted from Him. Today He is saying to you, receive the greatest gift ever. Receive Me. And if that is you, I want you just, I'm not going to ask you to come forward. I just want you, while all the eyes are closed, if you want to open this gift today, the way it was meant to, you want to open your heart and you say, thank you, God, for giving me your Son so that I can have life. I want to receive Him with the fullness of every promise you have sent Him in my life today. If that is you, I just want you to raise your hand just where you are. If you need more of Christ, if you need more of God, just where you are, just raise your hand, just to God. This is how we humble ourselves. Thank you for those hands. Thank you. You can just drop them again. It's just between you and God. Thank you. I see those hands. Thank you. Thank you. Just where you are, just raise your hand. Just say, God, I want to receive You. I want to humble myself. Thank you for that hand. Thank you. Thank you. There's another hand. Thank you. You can just raise your hand before God. Nobody is looking. I'm the only one that's seeing. Nobody else except God is seeing you opening the door of your life. If you want to return to Him today, if you want the fullness of all His promises, just open that gift, just where you are. I'm going to give an opportunity for more people, just where you are. Thank you for those hands. Thank you. You can drop them again. Thank you. Just before God. God, I want to open the door. God, I want to respond. I want to respond to this great invitation of life. I want to respond to this invitation. I'm going to give another moment. Is there anybody else? Thank you for that hand. Thank you. I see those hands. Thank you. Thank you for the little ones. Thank you for the old ones. God sees the door of your heart opening as you unwrap the gift that He has given you. I'm going to give another moment for someone to respond. Thank you. Is there anybody else? Is there anybody? Thank you for that hand. Thank you. Right here in front. Thank you. Thank you. God sees your heart. He sees your heart. He sees how you open your heart to Him. And He will come in. And Father, I want to thank You for all the hearts, Lord, that are opening up this morning. Father God, I thank You, Lord, for those who are opening up for the first time. Lord, I'm thanking You, God, for the hearts that have been opened for the second and the third time, Lord. I thank You, Father, that You are not a respecter of persons, but that Your heart is that every man and every woman and every child shall have eternal life. And today, as they open their hearts to You, Jesus, You come in. Lord, I thank You, Father, that You come in through Your Son and Your Spirit, and You become one with them. Father, I thank You that every blessing and every promise that is in Christ Jesus today is yes and amen. Lord, everything that You've promised, Lord, salvation, everlasting life, protection, provision, guidance, belonging, acceptance and love and joy and peace and goodness and kindness and gentleness and self-control. Lord, the whole package today is every person that receives You. And we worship You for that. We honor You for that. We thank You for that, Lord. We say thank You for this gift. Thank You for You. Thank You for this easy way to receive You. Lord, I pray that as we leave this place, Lord, that every person that gave their heart to You will grow in You, will follow You, will be with You, will experience You, will never be the same again as they follow You. In Jesus' name, amen. One last thing, because it's half past. One last thing. As you have this gift, for those of you that received it today, for the very first time, go and tell someone about what you did today. Go and tell someone. Go tell two people about the fact that you've received Jesus as the gift of God in your life. And for those of you that have this gift already, that is living this gift, won't you go and share it with someone? Because this is really what Christmas is all about. Won't you go and share what God has done for you? Won't you go and share the experience of God in your life? Won't you go and share it with somebody else? Because that is the meaning of Christmas. It's the giving and receiving of gifts. So let us give the greatest gift that we have received and share it with those around us. Because that will bring life everywhere. Everywhere you go, whoever receives this gift will have life for eternity. Amen? Amen. May God bless you. May God purposefully expand your influence so that you can share this gift. May I give you the boldness, the wisdom, and the words, the life and the love to share Christ wherever you go. And may His name be glorified through it. In Jesus' name. Thank you so much. May God bless you.